everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself. We are here today. I'm so excited to have my comrade, Joy Farrow. Joy often operates not just with the children's ministry, doing main event or developing carnivals at all of our conferences, yes. And we have children from all ages, but really Joy's first call is prophetic. She often hears, like a prophet, a global word. She hears for the nations. Oftentimes she'll say, oh my gosh, she'll write in her journal, tornado, earthquake, it's, you know, many things. Japan, mm-hmm. You got that before that tsunami happened, mm-hmm. in Japan. And Joy got a word for 2025, and I want to just kind of dialogue with you about that and let you kind of have some expression around that, Joy, because I believe that it's really relevant and it lines up with what is being said. But what would you say, Joy, just start out with what is the main thing you feel like the Lord really spoke to you as highlights for 2025?
What he spoke to me loudly is that the testimony of Jesus, mm-hmm. is the spirit of prophecy. And he was showing me, because last year I gave a word and it was threshold covenant.
Yeah.
And in, you know, the Eastern tradition, they have a threshold with blood in it. It's like a sacrificial altar.
Yes.
And when someone's coming into the home of someone with this threshold, is when they step over, they're making a covenant with the man of the house.
Wow.
And so the Lord showed me that. Last year was threshold covenant, and now this year is threshold testimony. And when we come into this testimony with the man of the house,
wow,
that we testify of who this man is who would make covenant with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took me back to the Abrahamic covenant,
yeah,
and how the we can't keep,
mm-hmm.
covenant.
Mm-mm. No.
But he can, yeah, and he does.
Yeah.
He walked through the sacrifice.
Yes.
And he walks through us.
Yeah.
And so this threshold testimony is to say, Jesus, you're the man of my house, mm-hmm. my temple.
Yeah, so good.
And to testify that I myself believe every word,
yeah,
that he has said, because he is a word that is becomes flesh. It became flesh in me, mm-hmm. and the word dwells richly in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was showing me this threshold testimony, it's like he was showing me prophecy from Genesis to Revelation, and that everything is a testimony of who Jesus is.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's kind of where he took me on this. He's bringing the bride into, because when we testify, we overcome the enemy,
mm-hmm.
because of the blood
of
the Lamb.
Amen. And the word of our,
yes,
testimony. I love that, because it makes me so think about if the man who became flesh and he walked among us. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, you've heard me say this a million times about how he walks inside of our temple.
Yes, yes.
That means to really search me and know me and see where I haven't surrendered, mm-hmm. where I have idolatry, or maybe I have ownership, or me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
We have justification, or we have just flesh, sin, and we don't really want him to walk among us, because that spirit of prophecy is testifying a freedom. And I do believe that the Lord is really walking amongst his bride, his church, the individuals in the body of Christ as a whole, and saying, testify, surrender to the walking of the word on the pages of your heart. And I think that is what I love so much, because it's really about intimacy, it's surrender.
Yes. And that's what he showed me too, was that when we come in and we walk over that threshold, mm-hmm. and it's like, here's our groom, and he's mm-hmm. carrying us over this threshold. Mm-hmm. What an intimate place marriage. With the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's a covenant marriage. And going back a little bit on what you said about how he walks through the sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? And how we need to, you know, put those things on the altar.
Yeah.
And get, he cleans us from the inside out.
Yeah.
And he showed me that that when we walk over into this threshold testimony, that we're getting rid of all the straw and the stubble and all that. Mm-hmm. And we're coming into sanctification with
Amen.
Him.
Amen. So good.
And it's because we can testify of what he's done for us,
mm-hmm.
that he has never left us or forsaken us, that, you know, I know from my own testimony, from what he brought me from and to where I am now, and it's been a testimony of his love.
I think that we believe such lies.
Yes.
Individually and corporately, that for the testimony to be, we're afraid to say, because the enemy comes in with shame and says, you're really not free. You really, look at, you fell yesterday. I fell 7 times today. You know, we believe these lies, and it doesn't negate the power of covenant.
That, right.
The That's New so Testament right. of the power of the blood. He always sees us white as snow. Mm-hmm. I love that Marcy on our team, she runs Rapha Restoration Place. Yeah. And she will often hold up this simple tool to people to really do this very act. And she'll hold up a blank piece of paper and say, what do you see? When the person is really maybe berating themselves because they don't believe in the threshold. Yes. They might not. They say, I believe. But they haven't really received the revelation of who they are in that blood covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll hold up that piece of paper and they'll say nothing. And she said, and that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Because there isn't nothing. And it seems like, well, that's just so practical. But that truly is really how the Lord sees us. By the power of the blood. The blood makes us white mm-hmm. as snow. And there are lies that the Lord is saying, come into without spot or wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Before I return, I'm returning for a bride.
Yes.
Without spot or wrinkle, that I can carry over this threshold, mm-hmm. which I already bore your infirmity and
everything.
All your transgressions and your trespasses. And I bore your shame and mm-hmm. guilt and fear, doubt, or unbelief. That's why I love this word and how it's so specific, Joy, because it is especially the kind of work that Sanctioned Love does.
Yes.
We see it everywhere, from children to people that are in their 80s, 90s that we minister to, that they have not received the power of redemption. Because it's there, they're whole, but they are not believing, my mind is a sound mind.
Yes.
That's a threshold crossover.
Yes, it is.
Is an example.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone that is stuck maybe in something like that with this word? How would you encourage them?
It's a testimony of Jesus as a spirit of prophecy. So Jesus is always testifying about his love for us.
Yes.
So I would tell someone, he loves you. He loves you. He doesn't want anyone to perish. Mm-hmm. He went to that cross. He was a bloody pulp mess. Mm-hmm. And he gave it all. He gave his life so he could come. He came as a man. Fully man, fully God. Mm-hmm. And he died for you so you could have freedom. And without shame. He said, it says in the word that he saw the joy that was set before him and he despised the shame. Mm-hmm. Because this is what happened all the way back in the garden.
Yeah.
Adam, where are you? And then he mm-hmm. sees Adam covering. They're covering themselves with fig leaves out of shame. Mm-hmm. And that's when God said, I love them and I will be the sacrifice.
An everlasting covenant.
An everlasting covenant. So He loves you and he died for you. And he's not, you know, holding all these,
like a ticker tape of all your sins against you.
There is no accusation mm-hmm. from Jesus. The accusation comes from the enemy against you.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, forgiven, forgiven,
amen.
Forgiven.
Totally.
Come to him.
Yeah.
He is your threshold covenant.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one who testifies to the Father on your behalf.
Yeah.
He loves you.
And I saw this in a commentary. You know, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of animals that had to be sacrificed for that covenant to stay in, and the 416 laws that nobody could keep,
and
the priest could have to do that, which we have access now to the Holy of Holies because of the new covenant, because the veil was rent. But in a commentary, and I can't remember who wrote this, but an animal only had to be cut. It was so gracious, if you think about it.
Yes.
One slit of the throat and that animal was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus bore so many stripes, so much beating, piercings, thorns, to where he was unrecognized, his beard plucked out because of the shame, beaten, shamed, naked.
Naked on the cross.
On the cross, like no other. And he had not just one way to sacrifice. He did it all for the transgression of all sin. That's a covenant.
Yes.
So I encourage you, any lie that you believe about yourself, know that it was bore on that cross. It says a curse was bore on a tree 2,000 years ago. He bore our curse. We're under a blessing.
Yes.
So today, if you don't know Jesus, and you don't know him as Lord and Savior, or Savior and Lord, which gives him all the places of your heart to walk through, pray this prayer with Joy and I today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you my whole life.
Yes.
I invite you to be Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying.
Yes.
On a cross 2,000 years ago.
Yes, Jesus.
With me as the joy that was set before you. I am your prize and you are mine. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Wash me free from all my sins. Make me white as snow.
Thank you.
I give you my life. Be the Lord and Master. I accept the Holy Spirit right now to be my counselor, my teacher. Holy Spirit, come, baptize me in the Holy Ghost. Father, you are my Father. I acknowledge you as my Heavenly Father.
Yes.
I bow my heart to you. I receive your grace to wash over and accept my identity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, in Jesus' name. We bless you. Look at sanctionlove.com. Check us out. Conferences, events, different times. Just come and visit us and say hi. Come see the Rapha Restoration Place. We love you. Bless you.
I love you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love Podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.